been in the banking sector for the last 12 years, and I've worked in some of the very big banks in Africa. And definitely Africa has got unique problems or issues that concern African women that don't cut across as much as women as a segment share. The biggest right now are the interest rates. The interest rates are still very high. We have not had really a policy where interest rates are lower for women borrowers. And when you are selling the idea of a special package for women, the language African women understand best is when you talk about interest rates. The other challenge, definitely, Africa has got poor infrastructure. So when you talk of reaching women, you need to reasonably touch what we call villages or rural areas. That also takes me to the other problem being the language. Most of the African countries are multilingual, and sometimes you have to translate brochures into 50 languages. So you don't have like a unifying language. The education level is quite low, still low among rural women. That means majority of them can't interpret any document in the English language, which is the unifying language for the elite woman in Africa. The biggest challenge, which is culture, there is a perception that African women should always be subordinative or should always be dependent on their men. So it doesn't really come well with the men when they see a woman going up economically, academically, in any sort of progression. There is a new saying in Africa or in Uganda where I come from that you have to choose between the marriage and the money. So it's quite a challenge. But the women don't have the confidence to put on table what they really expect a service provider to give. We are trying to do some mentoring programs, some training programs, to see that women realize that they are very, very important and they have a right or rights to certain products, to certain levels of service.
As head of the GBA for Women in Africa chapter, how do you prioritize all of these challenges? For instance, you first mentioned that women hone in on that interest rate in terms of them trying to start a business or to get money from the bank. So how do you know how to prioritize?
We realize that what makes women relax are groups. So we designed products that are tailored to target women groups. So women get psychological backup and they feel stronger when they're in a group. And we have very unique products, and that's why Uganda won the Global Banking Alliance Innovation Award last year. One of the products is called Investment Club. That is a facility that targets the elite woman. And then we have the Circle Loans. So these are tailored to meet, you know, the different segments of women. And on the side of the interest rate, what we are saying actually is you can't do it alone. The private sector needs government backup, and we have mobilized some funds, like for the agriculture sector, where the interest rates are really low, and we are sharing the burden with our respective governments.
You mentioned that there are some issues that are just unique to women in Africa. There at the summit, what are you seeing are some of the common issues that women all over the world are dealing with in terms of banking and business?
What I have come to realize that even in developed countries, because one of the ladies presented a paper to show the percentage of senior women that sit in boardrooms, and it's very, very surprising that even in the U.S., the percentage is still below 30, other than China, I think, which is at about 23. But this is a problem that we are sharing across the world, the globe, as women. When you look at the women at senior management levels in the banking sector, it's actually very embarrassing to some of the countries.
As a leader in the banking industry, what are some of the programs that you're looking to implement in the near future?
We need to design programs that are region-specific, then country-specific, then age-specific, education-specific, so that it's not one dress fits all. So it is very, very important that way forward, depending on where I operate from, you design programs that are unique to the country, not a blanket program for women.